The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, so today we're looking at the High Priestess in the terms of music and in life. Now, the High Priestess is a card that encourages you to follow your intuition and not so much warns you, but reminds you that not everything is as it seems. But with that being said, you notice how busy we are all the time in life? Your kid says something, yeah, and then you walk away, and then when your kid says to you, 5 minutes later, hey, are you going to do that thing? You look at them and realize, I never heard any of it. You know, it's not always that you and I are not seeing things the way they're being presented. It's that we're not paying enough attention to see things for what they really are. And I think the High Priestess is there to remind us a little bit about that. Do you know that song, Rhiannon? By Fleetwood Mac. And Stevie Nicks pretty much embodies the High Priestess. If I was to draw one, it would be her. In Fleetwood Mac's Rhiannon, at the very end of this song, they say, dreams unwind, love's a state of mind. Now, until I Googled the lyrics for this, for a quicker video that I did on my YouTube page, Rockin' Soul Terror, I always thought the lyrics were, dreams and wine, loves the state of mind. Like, she gets drunk because she loves the way it makes her feel. And that fit with the song somewhat, but it wasn't what she said. It's dreams unwind, loves a state of mind. For 35 years, all I had to do was either look up the lyrics, but I was too busy to, or it didn't impact me enough to care, or listen just a little bit closer, because now, when I hear the song, I can't hear dreams and wine, loves the state of mind. I can only hear the true lyrics because I now know what they are. With the High Priestess, she's telling you that the answers are in front of you. Listen to what your, listen to your inner voice. You know, being psychic isn't something that, you know, we get bit by a radioactive spider and some of us just all of a sudden can now do. Everyone has an intuition. They call it a gut feeling for a reason. We all have it. But we're usually too fast in this world, too quick-paced to truly stop for a moment and hear what our inner voice is telling us. Maybe it's our spirit guides. Maybe it's a loved one that's no longer on the in this realm, they're in the spiritual realm, but a lot of times it's us. We know what we're supposed to do, what the truth is. We at times don't have time for it at all. We don't have time to look at things with a different perspective. There's a song by Arrested Development, came out in the early 90s, called Mr. Wendell. And if you and I were to walk down the streets today and see a homeless person, we would automatically have that quick, lazy bum, right? Lazy, doesn't want to work, this person's useless, and keep walking. Well, when the lyrics to Mr. Wendell, Arrested Development says, Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb, free to be without the worries of a quick-to-diss society. For Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and the occasional harassment by the police and their chase. Uncivilized we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. You know, where most of us will look at a homeless person and not understand their role in society or think that a person like Mr. Wendell has anything to teach us, there's a reason why Mr. Wendell got into that spot, and whether it was by choice or whether it was through hardship, He has lessons that we can learn so that that doesn't happen to us if we choose that that's not the life we want. There's warnings. And of course, we all fall into hardships sometimes that are not our fault. But to listen to how others got there might be the reality, the information that we need to make sure, ensure that it doesn't happen to us. The high priestess is looking at you going, no, dummy, stop with the head chatter. Stop for a minute and listen to your gut. Listen to your inner voice. The true reality of what we need to achieve our goals, our dreams, to stay safe, to get home that night, tonight, every night, is right in front of us. If you want to embody the energy of the High Priestess, if you want to learn from the High Priestess, it's that we might be just a little bit too arrogant in our lives to think that we're doing anything wrong, that we're hearing anything wrong, that a song that for 35 years I sang incorrectly could possibly be wrong. There's a really funny meme, floats around the internet from time to time, and it says, I hate it when I'm singing my favorite song and the artist gets the lyrics wrong. You know, when was the last time we truly admitted to ourselves that we have made a mistake? It's probably faster to apologize to somebody else. Yo, man, yeah, I'm sorry, whatever. And you forget about it because you know that the person that you apologize to is going to forget about it. But when was the last time that we have ever admitted that we have gotten it wrong? And the longer we go on pretending that there might be another answer, a different answer, pretending that we might not be doing it correctly, right? Because if things aren't working out, you always say, oh, it's everything around me. Oh, the world hates me. Oh, you know, God doesn't want me to, or, you know, there's a reason why I'm not getting it through. It might just be that you're doing it wrong. It might just be that you're not looking at things with your true intuition, with your true perspective, because it's easier to just brush it under the table and say, wasn't meant to be. When you embody the High Priestess, you're looking at yourself and saying, I am looking at the information the way I truly, humbly, and without consequence see it best. Because the truth hurts sometimes, right? And if you're on that diet, it's easy to say the diet doesn't work. But the truth is, if you're sneaking in the bonbons in the middle of the night, it's not the diet not working, it's you. But no, we can't admit that, right? The High Priestess encourages us all to be honest with ourselves, even if it hurts. And that's today's Rock and Roll Tarot Lesson. If you like this lesson, if you like this approach to tarot, my YouTube channel is Rock and Soul Tarot. Please like, please subscribe. We look at different tarot cards every day and apply a musical approach to them. For life, for fun, and for every day. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye. Be safe.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.